Right. I wanted to put that bandpass filter on the transmit side, or on the combined side, to kind of filter out what's making it into the cans in general. But the can that I brought up there wasn't quite... Well, we can adjust the Q by adjusting the... whatever you call those. I don't even know what the technical term is for the things, but... You can rotate it, like set insertion loss on the top, you can rotate it left to right, and it adjusts the, that's where the actual connection points are into the can. And, if you adjust them left to right, it changes the Q and how much loss there is, insertion loss. And I had it set wide enough to where we would have about 3 dB of loss on transmit and receive. And then when I had that hooked up, we were getting like 58 watts out. And I was like, well, that's not acceptable. So it filter has to go on the receive side. Not exactly what I wanted to do, but we'll see. So far, what I've gathered is that whenever the transmitter of 86 is active is when the noise gets real bad. But sometimes when the transmitter is active, it doesn't get bad. So it's a very intermittent problem, but the problem is only there when the 86 transmitter is active. And it's not an internal duplex or descent problem. It's something external causing it.